The way Maryland regulates the alcohol, tobacco, and petroleum industries is at the center of a political fight between state legislators and state comptroller Peter Franchot. As WYPR's Rachel Bay reports, the lawmakers say Franchot has too many ties to the alcohol industry to fairly regulate it.
Legislators are considering moving the part of the comptroller's office that regulates the alcohol, tobacco, and petroleum industries, the Field Enforcement Division, to a new independent commission. The change is one of several recommended by a task force that studied ways to improve alcohol regulation to address public health and safety concerns, such as the number of people who die from alcohol-related deaths each year. Bruce Poole was the chair of the task force. He spoke with reporters at a news conference Thursday.
It's nothing against the comptroller. It's just the comptroller, by definition, is a tax collector. The comptroller is not educated. His people don't have a focus in public health considerations.
The proposed commission, on the other hand, would include at least one expert in public health. Senator Ben Cramer, a Montgomery County Democrat and the bill's sponsor, says the change is also designed to create better transparency and accountability in alcohol regulation.
There are only three states in the country that allow an elected official to have this control over alcohol distribution and regulation and enforcement.
He says the task force recommended creating independence
and not allow the heavy contributions that come in from the alcohol industry, tobacco industry, to influence regulation and enforcement.
According to data from the National Institute on Money in State Politics, Franchot is among the state's largest beneficiaries of campaign contributions from the alcohol, tobacco, and oil and gas industries. Between 2010 and 2018, he received more than $280,000 from these three industries. Governor Larry Hogan received almost as much, while House Speaker Michael Bush, who is also among the top recipients of contributions from these industries, received less than half what Franchot did.
The task force also thought that it was important to say, okay, you know what, maybe we should prohibit campaign contributions to all of our elected officials from these same industries.
Cramer is sponsoring a bill that does that as well.
Well, I'm fine to have that restriction applied to me as long as the legislature applies it to themselves.
That's Peter Franchot. In fact, he says it shouldn't stop with the legislature. It should also apply to the governor, the Democratic and Republican parties, the slate committees.
All of the sleazy backroom ways they have of raising money, they need to apply that. And if they do, I'm happy to be part of that. In fact, I would welcome it.
As for the bill that shifts his regulatory authority to the new commission, Franchot said at his own news conference Thursday that it's an attempt to punish him for efforts to change laws governing the craft beer industry.
Craft beer is very popular and sales are skyrocketing. Budweiser, Miller and Coors are not popular. Their sales are dropping like rocks. So it's a competitive situation.
He said the legislature is being influenced by lobbyists. Anheuser-Busch, Miller Coors, and the Maryland Beer Wholesalers Association have a combined 10 lobbyists in Annapolis. And he said creating the commission would cost the state about $50 million. However, the nonpartisan Department of Legislative Services estimates that the cost would be a small fraction of that. Both bills have committee hearings scheduled today. I'm Rachel Bay in Annapolis for 88.1 WYPR.